my true favorites. Jim Bovard is with us. He writes, we're talking about all different organizations and media outlets. He writes for Investigative Reporter. And what's come to a head now is the so-called 28 pages. Tomorrow we have Rick Moran on the show from American Thinker. And they're talking about Cheryl Atkinson, who went and spoke with a number of different people. And Stephen Lynch is another one of these guys that shows up. Now, he's a Democrat. And he told Atkinson, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, that he looked at the 28 pages. He said it gives names and identities of individuals involved in the terrorist attacks. That's pretty much the same thing I've been told in private conversation. So if we could see those 28 pages, first of all, what a huge embarrassment I believe it would be for the Bush administration, but subsequently would be an embarrassment for the Obama administration. And if we could read or see those pages, Jim, what do you think we'd see?
Some shocking information. I mean, I haven't read them, so I it's difficult for me to speculate. But the fact that a number of congressmen, both liberal and conservative, have been stunned by them indicates that that it would have some shock impact, at least on those Americans who pay attention. How's that for a hell of a qualification? But to take a step back, you said it'd be a huge embarrassment for the Bush administration. You know, I don't know how much more embarrassment that could come out as far as allow their false claims, and yet some of their people are still being treated like prophets.
Yes,
and which I've continues to mystify me. I guess one of the things which I would draw from the controversy over 9/11, the 28 pages, is that people should not expect the government to be more honest in the future than it has in the past, and we're still learning about the lies that the government used to drag the nation into war against Iraq, and I don't know how long it'll be until we find out all the lies that were used to drag us into the conflicts in Libya and Syria, and other places where we might not know yet that U.S. troops are involved. Folks need to have a radical skepticism when U.S. politicians are urging us on to war. And Americans have not had that skepticism, and that's part of the reason why the politicians have been able to do so much damage.
One of the darlings of the Tea Party movement is Rand Paul. You've had an opportunity to talk about what Rand Paul wants. He's actually introduced this Transparency for the Families of 9/11 Victims and Survivors Act. And he and the guy from Oregon were the co-sponsors.
Ron Wyden.
Thank you. They were the co-sponsors. What does Rand Paul say about this?
Rand Paul is very good on this issue. I mean, this is something which would be. I don't recall if he's threatened to filibuster on it, but he was very outspoken. I think he was one of the best people in the Senate, which is not surprising. There are a lot of issues which he's the best person in the Senate on. I don't think he's made much of an issue of it in his presidential campaign, and that was probably a mistake. But he's hardline on this. He's hardline. He's on the right side, and he seems to have brought the same kind of gumption on this, which he did on the drone killings and one or two other issues he's filibustered on.
And the more you read, and I say this to myself, that's aimed at me, the more I read and the more direction I'm given on where to go and look and what to read, you really come up with some very frightening early conclusions, because we have no knowledge. All we do is have belief. But the Obama administration resisting, and the stakes on this are huge, as you said. And what would those pages radically change the American perspective of the war on terror?
Well, it's possible it might have some of the same effect that the release of the Pentagon Papers in 1971 had on at least educated American opinion as far as how it perceived the war in Vietnam, because the Pentagon Papers leaked by Ellsberg and a couple other folks showed that the U.S. government had been lying across the board on Vietnam prior to the U.S. Troops getting in serious combat there. And if there can be other revelations which show how so much of the war on terror has been a complete fraud from the get-go, that might be what's necessary to spur more Americans to pull in the leash on Washington, which is what we need to do.
Interesting, yesterday we had legendary Pat Buchanan on the radio show. I love
him. Oh, he's a hoot.
He's the best. And I brought up the 28 pages. He went off on it. I actually brought up the comparison analysis of the Pentagon Papers.
Okay.
I met Ellsberg years ago. We talked about the break into the Shrink's office. And he talked about, you know, the papers had nothing to do with the Nixon administration. It was all Lyndon Johnson and Jack Kennedy. Those of us who read the papers know that. But why, you know, Johnson makes this full-out attack on Ellsberg and the Shrink and everything like that. And
Nixon, you mean?
Excuse me that again?
It was Nixon.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, who did I say?
Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nixon, when he cuts the two of the plumbers loose, on they break into the Shrink's office, and, you know, and the New York Times publishes the papers. And Nixon, for the life of him, Buchanan said it had nothing to do with Nixon, but why? And I thought about this last night. He said he believes that Nixon was pressured by Kissinger to make a deal over this, because Kissinger was trying to negotiate with the government in Hanoi, the NVA. He was trying to negotiate with these people, and that it would screw up the negotiations. So I was trying to, and Kissinger aside, I was trying to think of it in those terms, that if somebody were to get those 28 pages, would they publish them? And much like Ellsberg, I mean, Ellsberg, quote, stole the papers. But Ellsberg was a CIA guy. He was in the country. He had his purposes for releasing the entire Pentagon Papers. These aren't 28 pages. This is not the Pentagon Papers.
Well, and here's a different thought on this. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's striking, reading about the history of U.S. foreign policy, presidents get in the habit of covering up the lies of prior administrations. I mean, it's part of how the government maintains its credibility. It's
exactly.
It's like it's in the interest of every president for people not to recognize that most of the prior presidents were pathological liars on some issues.
And your point's so well taken. Would it explain, or I think the other way around, do the Saudis have something on Barack Obama, which is, there's a lot of things in Barack Obama's life that you could very easily use to blackmail him. One of the final things, and I'll have you back next week, the lack of media interest in these 28 pages, that's also astounding as well.
I agree, but the history of U.S. since 9/11 is that most of the media has had no interest in most of the government atrocities and most of the government lies. And that's part of why the politicians have seized so much power, and part of the reason why we've had the torture and the NSA being able to vacuum up almost everybody's email. I mean, the government has been off the leash partly because the media was a dog that did not bark.
It doesn't bark locally. It doesn't bark nationally. Tomorrow on the show, from American Thinker, which is a conservative site, Rick Moran's on the show, and he did a piece entitled "Why the 28 Pages of the Joint Congressional Investigation into 9/11 Are Still Classified." He explains why he says why they are, and he's on the radio show tomorrow, and he'd be a good connection for you. He's an American Thinker. I like Rick a lot, but he claims that the people who have spoken in this case, they've spoken to Stephen Lynch, who's a Democrat. People we talked to so far have been Republicans, although Bob Graham's a Democrat. He said the report gives names and identities of the individuals who were complicit in the terrorist attacks. He said they're identified, how they financed it, where they lived, where the money was coming from, all the conduits and the connections to all of these individuals. This is what Congressman Lynch has told, and it appears in the American Thinker. So, again, coming from both sides, this is pretty damning.
I agree, and I hope you finally see the 28 pages and the tens of thousands of other pages that we deserve to see.
I agree, and I was thinking about this last night, and I do have some people I can talk to, and they said, how many footnotes, because I read the 9/11 Commission report, how many footnotes do you think are on those 28 pages that lead you into another 100 pages someplace else?
Well, the government so far has done a pretty good job of plugging up its rabbit holes.
Yeah, it really has. But how many footnotes in those 28 pages? Probably five or six a page?
I have no idea how that report's laid out.
No.
So, I mean, there are some reports that have almost no footnotes.
And some that's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Then there's Law Journal articles. So.
All right. You take care of yourself, Jim. We'll talk ASAP. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much, Peter.
You're good, man. 303-696-1930.